And now,
are you ready for some football?
The Hillman Morning Show presents
Football. Catch the fever.
The Hillman Huddle.
This week's Hillman Huddle and Matthew Slater of the New England Patriots joining us this morning on the Hillman Morning Show. Hey.
Good morning, guys. Thanks
how you
doing, Matt?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Well, listen, before I get serious, I just want to mention that last week we had a discussion with Ninkovich about nerds on the team, and it was brought up by some that you could potentially be the number one nerd on the New England Patriots. Yeah, can you confirm or deny that?
I can't argue with that statement.
Really?
I can't argue with it.
Now, what type of a nerd are you? Like, generally, they can be classified as, you know, you could be like a Star Trek, Star Wars, a gamer nerd, some kind of a science nerd. What would you be, Matthew?
I think I'd like to think of myself as a movie nerd.
Ah.
Oh.
Really?
I really enjoy the films. I enjoy all kinds of film. So every Friday, you usually catch me at the movie theaters or whenever I have a free moment, I'm there.
Top three films all time?
Top three films all time. Gotta start out with the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Oh, ew.
Ew. Okay.
That's in there as one, lumped together.
Yeah.
I'd probably say Sandlot.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
Sandlot.
When I was
good.
A kid.
Yeah. Good movie.
And then I'd probably have to go with Jaws.
Really?
Wow, you went old school. No Braveheart?
Braveheart, it's in the top 10, question.
Yeah, Gladiator, got to be there, right?
Gladiator's there as well.
Right, Gladiator, maybe a Friday nighter before a big tilt out at Arrowhead.
Can I?
That'll get you ready.
Can I ask you about the greatest football film of all time? I happen to think it's Brian's Song.
That is a good one.
Mm.
That is a good one. I think for me, as a kid, the one that had the biggest impact and the one I remember is Little Giants.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Little Giants.
That's a great one.
You know, I think that was a lot of fun. Now, obviously, there are better football movies than that, but as a kid, that one was a lot of fun.
Now, listen, are you still roommates with Edelman?
I am. Right. I am still roommates with Julian.
So I assume that when it comes to the movies, I mean, he's having an unbelievable start to the season. I hope he's paying.
I should be making him pay for everything. Dinner, the movies, the popcorn.
Sure.
Do you guys ever have movie night over there at the house?
Every now and then. Every now and then we'll get a red box and have a little movie night.
Well, Monday night in KC, Bill Belichick and everybody talking about how tough it is to play there. Would you consider that the toughest city to play in?
You know, personally, I've never played there, but I've heard stories, and I've heard it's almost legendary what you hear. So I think between there and Seattle, it doesn't get much louder than that when you're in an outdoor stadium. So it's going to be a challenge for us, but we're excited. We've had a good week of practice so far. Hopefully we can finish it strong and have a good performance on Monday night.
You surprised with the criticism of Revis? I mean, people are all over him a little bit. Guys are catching passes on him, and people are losing their mind. What are you surprised by that?
Well, you know, personally, I try not to listen to radio shows and TV shows, and I try not to read the papers. So I haven't really heard any of that stuff. You know, we're just focused on what's going on in house, and I know he's doing everything he can prepare for this week. We all think very highly of the guy. Wouldn't rather have any other guy. So, I haven't really heard any of that talk.
Is there more pressure on the D with the offense struggling a little bit? I'm not saying anything that Tom Brady hasn't said, which is that, you know, there's basically he gave Julian some credit, said there's really one guy playing well. When the offense is struggling, does D feel like it's up to them to win these games?
Look, the reality is there's pressure on all of us every week. This is a production business, and the only number that counts at the end of the day is wins and losses. So all three phases of the game, we have a lot of pressure on us. The expectations around here are high. We have high expectations for ourselves. So really, the pressure is turned up for all of us.
It's got to be awesome this week, though, for you guys, special teams, man. You guys are probably more important than the O and the D going into a place so loud?
Our execution is going to be huge this week. We have to do a good job of just going out, playing good situational football, and setting up our offense and defense when possible. It's a big challenge for us because we're going against a very, very good group, a good coach who has an experience, you know, coaching Devin Hester in Chicago. He was under the helm there when they were having all their success. So it's going to be a challenge for us, no question.
Very important question. If Andy Reid were a character in the Lord of the Rings trilogy, who would Andy Reid be?
Oh man, I that is a tough one there. I'm not sure where I put him in.
Well, what were those big monsters that were trying to get the guys all the time? Those big oversized monster guys. What were they called?
Are you talking about the orgs?
The orgs. He's the leader of the orgs.
I think Andy's a little bit smarter than that. He's a little bit smarter than org level. We have to put him higher up.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate you being on this morning, and I know we're going to talk to you on and off throughout the season. So good luck on Monday night. Couldn't be more excited about it. And thanks for being on this morning, Matthew.
Thanks for having me, guys. Look forward to next time.
Have a good tilt.
All right. There's Matthew Slater.